Talented Elliott Lake para-swimmer Alyssa Eppert is about to swim some of the most challenging laps of her swimming career. The Elliott Lake Secondary School Grade 11 student and member of the local aquatic club is preparing to head to Saskatoon. "I am excited and nervous at the same time. I haven't raced in a long time because of COVID. The last time was in March 2019 at OFSAA," she said. "I have never raced other para-swimmers in the physical disability category, S1-S10. Supported by her parents Serge and Sarah Eppert, her mother said the meet will be a challenge that could make Alyssa's dream of getting onto the Canadian Swimming Paralympic team a reality. "Her first step to make this dream into a reality is to travel to obtain a Level 3 national classification and attend the associated swim meet in Saskatoon from November 31 to December 5, this year," Sarah Eppert said. "To be able to attend this swim meet, Alyssa had to achieve at least one Can-Am time. Alyssa has achieved Can-Am times in her 50 meters fly and 100 meters fly. She swims this event using just her right arm, no kick. Para swimmers are assessed to test their physical functioning. Alyssa has cerebral palsy, which impairs her legs and left arm. The classification process allows her to compete against other swimmers who have similar functional impairments," Sarah added. "Being able to travel to Saskatoon will allow Alyssa to begin competing at a higher level, which is imperative to making the Canadian Paralympic team." Alyssa suffered two brain bleeds 24 hours after her premature birth. "She had a grade 4 brain bleed, that's the worst level, on the right, and a grade 3 bleed on the left. Her prognosis at the time was that she would be bedridden, nonverbal, and severely mentally impaired. I have spent the last 16 years working hard to prove the doctors wrong," Alyssa said. "Having a physical disability comes with many challenges, including an increased financial burden on the family, including increased financial costs with participation in para sport." Alyssa's mom and close family friend, Wendy Deemer, have started a GoFundMe page to help pay for Alyssa's trip, accompanied by Sarah. "To make a donation, go to the GoFundMe page here. My gratitude for your support of my Paralympic journey is immeasurable," Alyssa said. "Thank you."